Australia has had its say on legalising same-sex marriage. 80% of eligible Australians voted in the postal survey. Of that, more than 61% said yes. But a day after the result, it's clear that not all communities feel the same. More than 12.7 million people voted across 150 federal electorates. 133 of those seats voted yes, 17 said no. 13 of the electorates with a majority no vote were in Western Sydney. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the conservative views held by some religious groups may explain the trend.
In some of those seats, you've got a very big Muslim community who are very, who have very conservative on issues like this, very little support for same-sex marriage.
Fahad Ali is a Muslim man who also advocates for marriage equality. He says the two aren't mutually exclusive and that religion isn't to blame.
If you look at Blaxland, which had the highest no vote in, I believe, the country, you see that, 30% of people there are Muslim and the majority of them aren't Muslim.
He believes a lack of campaigning by same-sex marriage advocates in Western Sydney is behind the higher rates of no votes in the area.
Unfortunately, the Yes campaign, it didn't really go into Western Sydney. It didn't really build in diverse communities out west. And the consequence of that is that they voted no.
Dr. Linda Bartholomew is Chief Operating Officer of AIMS, a Melbourne-based organisation that advocates on behalf of migrants. She says newly arrived migrants of different backgrounds form a significant portion of the electorates that voted against same-sex marriage.
I don't think they're necessarily making a comment about same-sex marriage. I think they're making a comment about where they have been, what their cultural experience has been, what their religious experience has been, and where they feel comfortable.
According to some economists, once the same-sex marriage bill passes Parliament, it will not only boost morale, but also the economy. Same-sex marriage is expected to generate $500 million to $1 billion for the wedding industry and associated businesses. Jenny Punch from Vision in White, a bridal boutique in the heart of Parramatta, says orders for same-sex couples planning to marry are already coming in.
I'm very excited about it. In fact, we've had two phone calls this morning booking themselves in for their new suits for their weddings in March and April. So it's already starting.